Welcome to the Planted, Not Buried podcast. I'm your host, Lance Donvold, motivational speaker and former professional athlete with the Seattle Mariners. The mission of this podcast is to sow seeds of hope into your soul, dig up deep roots of purpose within you that have yet to be uncovered, and grow you exactly where God has planted you so that you can reap your ultimate harvest in life. I will be your host throughout this podcast, and you can expect power-packed, spirit-led, short, motivational messages designed to pierce your heart and move you into immediate action. Whether you're at the gym, in the car, or anywhere in between, I know how busy your life is, and want to personally thank you for taking the time to listen. My message for you is this: you are here on this earth for a reason. You've been planted for a season, and it's time to grow into all you are supposed to become. Please partner with me in planting this message of hope all over the world. And it starts with sowing one seed, sowing one episode into somebody else's life that could change them forever. Not because of me and my power, but because of God and the words He is going to speak through me and the way He is going to use you to distribute this message. Here are a few ways that we can plant this message into other people. Number one, subscribe to the podcast. I'll be dropping frequent messages designed to uplift, encourage, and reshape the way that you think. Please leave a review. I'm always going for a 5-star rating. Number two, just share this podcast with somebody else. You're hearing this for a reason. Pour out this message to somebody else that needs it. Share it via text, or just simply take a screenshot and post it to your Instagram story and tag me, and I will always do my best to give you a shout out and a repost. You can tag me at LannyT42 on Instagram. And with your help, together we can keep plowing for a more purposeful tomorrow. And put your gloves on, folks, because we got root work to do. Welcome to the Planted, Not Buried podcast.
What's going on, my family? Planted family, what's up? Hope you're having a blessed morning so far, or whenever you're catching this. I hope you're having a great day. And I just had, was reading in Genesis this morning, and just some things started to come to me, and just went for a run, kind of mulling on a few things. And, you know, in Genesis, when it first started, it says that God separated light from darkness. And I started my run this morning, and I was looking at the moon, and the moon was so bright. It was crazy. Like, it was so light, right? It was so light. Like, even in darkness, there was light. Even though it's nighttime, there was still light. Okay. And I kept on running. I kept on running. Then I started to notice something. I started to notice that clouds came over the moon. A little bit of clouds were coming over the moon, but there was still light. Then I noticed a little bit more clouds were coming over the moon, but there was still light. And then I noticed the moon got completely covered by clouds, by fog, by darkness. But I could still see, but there was still light. So when it talks about we were created in God's image, right? In His image, He created us. We are an image bearer of God, but not everybody chooses to bear His image. Don't miss that. We are an image bearer of God, but not everybody chooses to bear His image. And then we go along here, even in the midst of darkness, there's still light. Even when I'm walking outside and it's dark out, I can still see. Like, there is still a fragment of light outside at nighttime or in early morning. There's still a fragment of light. We can still see. There's still enough light to see even in the midst of darkness. So I want to encourage somebody today that even if you're going through a dark time, even if you feel like that moon, right? You feel like you're being covered. You feel like you're being covered with fog. You feel like you're being covered with a blanket. You feel like you're being you're thrown into the darkness and nothing's going right. Your relationships aren't going right. The things in your life just seem too heavy. Like, you're like, gosh, this is a dark time for me. Maybe you've lost somebody. You've lost a loved one. But just like the moon, even though there's darkness covering it, even though the moon is completely covered by clouds, even though it's nighttime, even though there's darkness, there is still light. There is still light within you. There is still a massive light within you that's been placed within you because you are an image bearer of God, right? And we have tough times that happen to us. I had a friend who's the same age as me, He got a terrible disease. It's escaping my mind right now, but he got something so horrible from a tick, Lyme's disease, and darkness overcame him. All these things overcame him. All these trials, all this strife overcame him with Lyme's disease. And he was in darkness. There was literally times he couldn't get up off the couch. Like, he couldn't drive anymore. He couldn't hardly take care of his child. In the midst of that, like, he still knew God was sovereign. In the midst of that, he still knew, like, his life hadn't been completely covered with darkness. He was in a dark time. Don't get me wrong. He was in a dark time, but there was still light within him. Look at Job. Look at Job. He had everything, and then everything was taken away. He was punished by God. All these horrible things started happening to him. His sheep get taken. His kids get taken. His house gets taken. He was in a dark time, in a dark time period. But at the very end of Job, he realizes something. Why do I question God? Why do I question God? If I, like, don't the birds have food to eat? Like, don't the stars and the moon still shine? Like, doesn't the atmosphere still operate? Don't I still have air to breathe? I don't question those things, but I question the circumstances of my life. And then eventually, at the end of Job, God's like, you question those things. You question your life, but you don't question all these other things that are happening in the background that you're not even concerned with. You're not even concerned how you get air, but you question, right? You question that I don't know what I'm doing in your life. So the darkness that we have in our life, or the darkness we see in other people, no. It's temporary. And that's the goal. We should always believe that it's temporary, because we are an image bearer of God, but we have to choose to bear his image. No matter if it's at nighttime, no matter if it's in the darkness, no matter if it's cloudy, no matter if it's rainy, no matter if it's foggy, there's still a light within you, and there's still a light within everybody, but we have to see it. We have to allow that light to shine. We have to flip the switch to turn the light on, and we have to allow the clouds to pass. You ever seen a cloud over a home, over a mountain for 3 days, or for 5 days, or for a week, or for 3 months? No. This too shall pass. This too shall pass. The clouds, the rain, the storms, they will depart. They will depart. So there is still light that is going to shine within you, no matter your circumstances. There is still light that has an opportunity to shine with people that are covered by darkness. And I want you to start looking for the light in people. Stop looking for the darkness in people, because that's what you're going to see. Start looking for the light in people and say, you know what? That's an image bearer of God. But they may not be bearing his image right now, but could they? How can I activate? How can I flip the light switch on inside their life? How can I flip that switch on inside their life to turn their light on? So that now they can be an image bearer of God, not just now that they can bear his image, not just be an image bearer, right? Because we're all created in his image, but that doesn't mean all of us bear his image, right? So you can flip a switch in somebody else by choosing not to see darkness in them, but by choosing to see the light within somebody else. And you got to do the same thing when you look in the mirror. You may be bullied, you may be beaten, you may be scratched, you may be clawed at, you may have scabs, you may have scars, my friend. But God is not looking at you the same way that you look at you. God does not see your imperfection. He looks down at you and he sees perfection. He sees flawlessness. So can we do that for other people? Can we see that in other people? That's what I would challenge you to do today. Is even in the midst of darkness, even in the midst of struggle, even at nighttime, there is still light. There is still light within you. There is still light within other people, my friend. Go and be a bearer of God's light, a bearer of God's image, and go and turn somebody else's light on with encouragement. Turn somebody else's light on and choose to see the light within them instead of see the darkness that is covering them. Y'all with me? Let me pray for you real quick. Father God, I just pray that anybody that receives this message, anybody that hears this message, would let it sink into their soul, that they need to turn their light back on, that they need to activate and turn somebody else's light on by being an encouragement, that even in the midst of darkness, even in the midst of pain, even in the midst of struggle, you are sovereign, you are good, and you are activating a light within us that will never stop shining. God, help us to get through the tough times and the difficult seasons so that we can be not just
an image bearer, but somebody who bears your image. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's get it.
Thank you for listening to the Planted, Not Buried podcast. Remember, you're here on this earth for a reason. You've been planted for a season, and it's time to grow into all you're supposed to become. Please partner with me in planting this message of hope all over the world. It starts with just sowing one seed and sowing one episode into somebody else's life that could literally change them forever, not because of me and my power, but because of what God is going to speak through me and how he's going to use you to distribute his messages. And here's just a few ways that we can plant this message into other people. Number one, just subscribe to the podcast. I'm going to be dropping frequent, power-packed messages designed to uplift and a five-star review, and just share this podcast with somebody else. You're hearing it for a reason. Pour it out to somebody else that you know that needs it. Pray about it, think about it, and share it with them via text, or just take a screenshot and post it to your Instagram or Facebook story. And I'll always do my best to give you a shout out or repost. And with your help, you guys, together, we can keep plowing for a more purposeful tomorrow. If you want to get connected with me further, or have me come out and speak to your school, speak to your organization or team, just go to lancethonville.com and fill out the booking form, or just simply email me at info@lancethonville.com, or we can get connected on all social platforms under Lance Thonvold or LannyT42 on Instagram. As always, guys, put your gloves on because we got root work to do. We will see you next time on the Planted, Not Buried podcast.